Hey there, and welcome to the Confident Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Brooks. Join me as I sit down and chat with co-hosts, friends, and carefully curated guests and talk about all the things that empower you to become your best and most confident self. So let's get started. Hey there, and welcome back. Today, I want to talk about something that I don't think any of us really plan for, and yet most of us don't even feel prepared for, but somehow we end up walking through it anyway, and that is starting over. And I don't mean in the cute new year, new you kind of way, or buying a fresh journal, fresh planner, or pretending that you got this whole thing figured out. I mean the kind of starting over that feels like life pulled the rug out from under you. The kind you didn't ask for, didn't choose. The kind where you look around and think, okay, so none of this makes sense anymore. Now what? And sometimes it happens so fast, you don't even see it coming. It's like something just shattered without warning, or just something so unexpectedly happens. And sometimes it's that slow, steady, seeping in those little cracks. And it's so quiet, it's so subtle, you don't even realize that it's happening. You keep going through the motions, telling yourself it's fine, but somewhere in your body, you feel it. That something's off. Something's shifting. Something in your life no longer fits the way it used to. And even if you can't explain it, you know it's there, but you can't explain why. And that's the part we don't always talk about. How starting over doesn't always begin with some crazy, dramatic, wild event. Sometimes it's just that subtle, small, slow unraveling. This awareness that you just can't shake. You're thinking, I'm not the same person I was, and I don't know what to do with that. I don't know why this feels so weird, but something is off. And honestly, that space can make you feel like you're going crazy, like you're losing your mind. And you're asking yourself, is this like a midlife crisis? Is this hormones? Is this a breakdown? Like, what is going on? But the truth is, there's nothing wrong. There's technically nothing wrong. And there's nothing wrong with you. But that nothing, it doesn't feel right either. And when you don't have that language or the words or the comprehension of what that is, you just know it's off. And when you don't know what you're transitioning out of or into, you end up feeling lost in your own life. Like you're watching yourself from the outside, doing all the things, showing up, taking care of what needs to get done, checking off the list, being reliable, being strong, being the version of yourself everyone expects. And yet, on the inside, something is tugging at you. Your soul is saying, this isn't it anymore. Man, how well I know that space. And honestly, probably lately it's become a familiar place. It's not somewhere that I would recommend you go visit, but the truth is, we all experience this. But here's the thing. Starting over, it has a way of stripping things down. And not, again, in that wild, crazy, burn your whole life to the ground kind of way. But in that silent, slippery, uncomfortable way that forces you to look at what you've been carrying and why. It brings up things you didn't even realize you'd been avoiding. It exposes the places where you've been living out of habit instead of truth. It shows you where you've been performing instead of living. And it asks you, sometimes, and sometimes not, just to be honest with yourself. And I think that's the hardest part. Not the change itself, but what the change brings up. The sitting in the stillness and the darkness, in the mess, in the chaos, and in that bewilderment of what is going on? this is not me. This is not normal. But starting over isn't just about what's happening around you. It's about what it reveals inside of you. The parts you've outgrown, the patterns, all the things you keep repeating, the roles you've stepped into because someone had to or somebody should. And not because they weren't true for you, but that version of yourself that was built around what other people expected of you and for you. Or perhaps it's even survival. Or just being the one who holds everything together. The peacekeeper, the people pleaser, the perfectionist. And when that version of you finally starts to crack, because we all have that breaking point, and it's quite terrifying, to be honest. And not because it's bad, but it's because it's unfamiliar. In unfamiliar places, breed uncertainty. And uncertainty breeds fear. And fear breeds anxiety. And anxiety breeds depression. And you see how it can spiral if we don't catch it beforehand. And I want to bring that up because this whole life that you've built around the idea of certainty and identity, it's a certain rhythm, a certain way of being. And suddenly, that doesn't fit anymore. The pieces don't align, and you feel like it's a square peg in a round hole. And that can make you feel like something is wrong, when really, you just changed. Life has changed. Circumstances and situations have changed. But we also don't acknowledge, though, that grief that comes from starting over, man, that's a heaviness and a wet blanket that we don't want to carry. But the truth is, grief isn't just about losing somebody you love. It's everything that comes with starting over. The grief of what was and now embracing a what is. So even when that thing that you're leaving behind wasn't healthy, it just wasn't familiar. And losing something familiar, even if you didn't want to keep it, still feels like loss, because it is. And this is what we're striving for in this season, was to gain something, gain a footing, gain some traction, gain some momentum, gain some hope, gain some outcome of something other than this mess of this middle, this suck. And that's where we miss the predictability, the routine, the systems, the habits, the identity you knew how to respond to, even if it wasn't who you actually were. And grief, and it isn't always about losing something good. Sometimes it's grieving the certainty you once had, the loved one you missed dearly, the future, the vision, the dreams, the goals, the life that's no longer. And in these seasons where I've had to start over, and trust me, there's been quite a few, I kept trying to hold myself together. And I thought if I just pushed harder, planned better, kept it all moving some way, somehow, I'd eventually start to feel normal again. But then again, what is normal? Is normal the baseline? The expectation? Is it the standard? And if you go back to that normal, were you truly at a place of fulfillment and contentment? And could that be sustainable? I don't know. These were the questions I had to ask. But every time I did that, I ended up feeling more disconnected from myself to begin with. Because starting over isn't something that you can muscle your way through. You can't strategize your way into this clarity or this future version of yourself. You can't discipline your way into feeling whole. You can't organize yourself out of a misaligned identity shift. It doesn't come from forcing. It comes from listening. Listening to that inner whisper, that stillness, that calm, that soul, the spirit. And if I'm honest, I didn't want to listen. We just want solutions. We want answers. We want certainty, and we just want out of this sucky place. I know I did. Because I longed for actually the old version of my life to just fix itself so I could just slide back in and pretend nothing had happened. But once a part of you wakes up, you can't unknow it. You see something you can't unsee. Your life doesn't fit the way it used to. And once you feel that disconnect, that misalignment, that tug inside of you, there's no amount of pretending that will ever make it go away. And I think the part that nobody tells you in this whole starting over thing isn't just about being brave. It's about being honest. It's about stopping long enough to admit, I can't do life the way I've been doing it anymore. And this is a deep moment of self-awareness where you can really come to the God-honest truth that you can't do life alone. It doesn't even come close to what we see in these curated feeds on social media. We can't see that in these Hallmark movies that life is so perfect. It's just not real. But the realness is that it's messy and it's human and experiential. And honestly, if we want to get real weird on this, it's kind of a blessing. Because not everybody is gifted this opportunity to make it through to the other side. And so if you're in this place, this in-between, this messy middle, the place where this old doesn't fit with this new, and it isn't quite clear yet, I just want to say this in the most grounded human way. Take a breath, a deep breath, and pause. Just listen to your heart. Just listen to your breath. Just listen to the body and the hums and the sounds of all the things buzzing around you. And then tune right back into your body. In that stillness, you still have breath. And when you have breath, you have hope. Where there's hope, there's life. You don't have to rebuild your whole life today. And you don't have to know the plan. You don't have to figure out your purpose here and now. And you don't have to redesign your entire life and your identity in this moment. And you don't have to have the words or the language for what you're going through. Because sometimes the next step isn't a step at all. It's that pause. It's giving yourself permission to not know. It's letting yourself feel what you feel. It's unclenching your fist from the life that you long for and desire, even if just for a moment. It's stepping out of the performance of who you were. It's noticing what no longer sits right in your spirit. It's paying attention to the subtle shifts inside of you. And eventually, slowly, yes, painstakingly slow, something in you starts to make sense again. And not all at once, but the way that it feels like this fog has lifted. You start to have some mental clarity. You start to have better days. Things start to feel less frantic and less weighing on your shoulders, just the less part of it. And it's allowing you to see just enough to take that next breath, and then the next. And this is how we repeat this process, day in and day out. And so if you're like a big visionary like me, you see the whole thing, you see the whole getting by hour, and that can feel painful and tedious as well. So if you're in this season right now, I want to let you know, you're not doing anything wrong, and there's nothing wrong with you. You're just in the messy middle, the in-between, And you're just in the part of the story where things take time to mend, to heal, to repair, to just work themselves out. And where you sit with yourself long enough to realize what you can't carry anymore is never yours to carry. And what you can't ignore anymore is time to move on. We have to learn to let go and surrender. And that doesn't mean that we relinquish all control, that we don't have a say in our future or our dreams, or that we won't have a better version of the life that we once lived. But I can promise you that in this suck, it's sucking away all the things that you're not bringing into this new version, and this new story, this new chapter, this new season with you. And so I encourage you that if you want a starting point, something simple that helps you reconnect with yourself when life feels too loud, too messy, honestly, too raw, my I Am Enough reset is there for you. Not as a fix, not as an answer, just a way to get grounded and hear yourself again. And I invite you to check out the link in the show notes below where you can grab your copy as well. So I want to remind you though, in this season, go slow. Give yourself grace and give yourself space. Remember, you're not losing yourself. You're finding your way back to a better version, a better life built on a strong, solid foundation. With Him, all things are possible. So until next time, take care and God bless.
Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Confident Woman Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode as much as I did, please be sure to like, subscribe, and leave us a review. Thanks again for listening.